people are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Let's go ahead and get back into the football and talk about one of our REMAX Big Three games and bring in Gardner Edgington coach Ryan Cornelison. And, Coach, you guys got the number one seed, played great all regular season, have won two good playoff games. You got Blue Valley North, the defending champs, coming in a bracket that it looks like these are the four best teams that are playing the best at the right time. What do you like about your team as you head into this game?
You know, I think our kids have bought into what we were trying to sell to start the summer and start the season. And, you know, they play really hard. There's some areas that we're undersized and some different things that issues that we have, but I just think we play hard. And so I know our kids will be prepared and they've done well with their job and knowing what to do and then going out and playing hard. So that's probably the biggest thing.
Coach, I know you guys have an outstanding running game and just done a great job in the first 10 weeks. Talk to us for just a few minutes about the personnel in your offensive line and how effective they've become.
Yeah, you know, we try to stay balanced with who carries the ball. And we lost a good running back early in the season and had to make some adjustments and move some kids around. But we got several kids that carried on, you know, pretty equal amount of time. Our quarterback, Tevin McKelvey, is kind of heads that up. And he's done a really, really nice job carrying the ball and being our misdirection guy. Then Jacob Huntsberger is our fullback, and he's also – he's kind of our go-to guy, our power guy, you know, hit him quick, and he's a real tough kid. And then Luke Jennings is our bigger back, more of our power back, and kind of our downhill guy. And so those three have really carried the load behind an offensive line that made drastic improvements throughout the season. You know, we weren't bad early. We had some guys we thought could do it, but we weren't real crisp early in the season. So that group's really gotten better and has done a good job of paving the way for those backs.
How big is it to be a good rushing attack that can eat up clock when you play a team like Blue Valley North?
Yeah, I mean, that's the style that we play. I mean, it's the style I've always coached is to be heavy in the run game and try to be able to control the time of possession. And if you need to, hopefully slow the game down. And to do that, though, you got to be able to move the chains and keep the ball in your hands. And, you know, that's tough to do because Blue Valley North, you know, you hear a lot about their offense, but their defense is pretty salty, too. So that'll be a big key for us, is just being able to move the chains consistently and keep their offense off the field.
Coach, when you're on defense, do you feel like your front seven people will be able to apply pressure to their passing game?
And, you know, it's hard to tell, you know, until you get out there and get going to see what the matchups look like and if you can or can't. You know, I mean, their offensive line's really good, big, quite a bit bigger than the teams we've seen. And obviously they got skill guys everywhere that can hurt you. So, it's about as dynamic of an offense as I've ever seen in my 16 years of being a high school coach. So, there's obviously a tall task to try to slow those guys down. They just, you know, he can throw the ball so well and put it wherever he wants to put it. So, we're going to have to play lights out defensively and hopefully give some things they haven't seen or get some pressure or whatever it might be to cause some issues for their offense, try to slow them down a little bit.
How do you feel like your kicking game is? I would assume you'd want to make them use as much yardage as they have to by pinning them deep either on kickoff or punts.
Yeah, it's been okay. You know, it's not probably our strength, but it's not a weakness either. I mean, our kickers have done a good job. We've done a good job covering. So, there's no doubt playing. If you're going to play the time of possession game, you have to play the field position as well. It kind of goes hand in hand. So field position will be big for us as well.
Can your punter flip the field?
No, he can at times, you know, depending on – you know, sometimes we directional punt it, sometimes we do different things. But he's got a decent leg, and if we give him time, he can punt it pretty good.
Well, I know Gardner Edgington is one of the best atmospheres in the metro, and I'm assuming that the fans have been pretty raucous through your little playoff run here so far.
Yeah, it's been good. You know, our student section is always packed, and the crowd has gotten bigger and bigger throughout the year. And so, you know, it's a fun time right now. You know, it's I think it surprised a lot of people, and so now they're starting to come out, and it's been a good environment for several weeks now.
Well, Coach, good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
I appreciate it.